If you have a Bible tonight, if you'd turn to John chapter 1. While you're turning there, I wanted to say thank you to my wife, also to Mrs. Prather, who were the ones that did most of the music, and Brother Mick and Miss Caps, as they also led. And so we've come a long ways. If you've been around the last few years anyway with our band, and Mrs. Prather has done a fantastic job. And so, yes, give her a round of applause as well. She's over there in crowd control. That's where she's at. So, John chapter 1 tonight, and I see the time and have just a few points, and we'll get out for some cocoa and cookies in just a minute. But in John chapter 1, verse 1, it says this: "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life," and this is what I'll look at tonight, "and the life was the light of men." If you listen just for a couple minutes, the title, if I have one, is "Jesus, the Reason for Every Season." Let's pray. Father, thank You for what we heard tonight, the effort that was put forth throughout tonight. No doubt people heard about You, Your name being proclaimed. Lord, that's the reason for this time of year. We thank You for You coming to this earth for us. Father, I pray that what's said would be glorifying, honoring to You. In Your name we pray. Amen. This time of year, growing up as a kid anyway, it was even in the play tonight, talked about with Christmas lights. I enjoy Christmas lights. And we grew up in Missouri, and it's real hilly. And so they have a place there, it's called Jellystone Park. And we would drive through, and you go in by the carload, and you would pay for the carload, and you would drive. I don't know how much it was, you know, $10, $12, something like that per carload. You'd turn your radio dial to whatever station they were playing Christmas music, and you'd drive through and look at all the lights. And, you know, as a kid, you play the game of what's the best Christmas light, or which one you think is, you know, the neatest one, or which one's the brightest one. But driving through there, and then also one of the things I enjoyed growing up is every time, and, you know, I did it as a kid, we had our kids, I still enjoy now going back and driving through, I enjoy Christmas lights. And, you know, whether it's outside Christmas lights or getting back to the house, there's also Christmas lights at home. And we enjoy setting up the Christmas tree, putting all the decorations around. Of course, you know, you get the tree out of the box because it hasn't seen daylight in, you know, 10 months. Well, some of you, it might be 6 months. You know, you do Christmas half a year. I don't understand all that. But the ornaments, you know, the star and the angel and the garland and everything that you put on your tree. Maybe you're old school and still put some popcorn on there. I don't know. But you put all the decorations. They all get on the tree. And you stand back and you're looking at that tree and, man, some accomplishment. I finished the tree. And you look to your maybe spouse or the kids and something's missing. It just doesn't seem right. What is missing? And that's right. Lights. Where are the lights at? Boy, a Christmas tree really doesn't become bright and glowing and enjoyable, if you will. You know, you go and turn all the lights off and then plug it in, you know, put it in there. Man, those lights make that Christmas tree what it is. You know, I was thinking, reading this verse, though, in verse number 4, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." There's something just so neat about lights. And the source of all light is Jesus Christ. He is the source of all. He's the source, and He is called the light. In John chapter 1, verse 4, as it says, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." He is the source. May I remind us tonight that, yes, it's Christmas time. Please don't forget that the source of light, Jesus. Jesus Christ is the source of all light. I don't care where you go, you drive along, you see light. The Bible refers to Christ as the light. He is light. And in Him is no darkness. He is light. So every time somebody flips on a switch or puts their Christmas lights. They're acknowledging that there's a God in heaven and He is the source of all light. Because He really is. Anything we do in John chapter 8 and verse number, I'll turn over there, but John chapter 8 and verse number 12, it says this, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." That verse proclaims that He is the light of the world. He is light. In fact, even in James chapter number 1 and verse number 17, it says this, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with Him with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning." He is light. He is light. He is that light. This is the message that we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. He is light. No darkness at all. So acknowledging first is that there is a light, and that light is Christ. He gives us His light through His Word of God. God's Word. We have an opportunity every day to open this light. It's the roadmap. It's everything for a Christian. At least it should be. It's the first of all, it's the source of all light. It helps us every day. You know, the second thing I see, maybe as a Christian, maybe referring back to the Christmas tree, if I could use this analogy, sometimes you plug in that Christmas tree lights and they're just not all working right. There's a strand, for us that remember, there's a strand of those that are just out somewhere in the Christmas tree, and then you got to pull it off, you know, and then you got to find which one it is and take the prongs and we'll pull the bulb out and then put those prongs and wrap them around and put the light in. Is this one it? Nope, not it. Plug it, take it back out. You go back and forth, trying to find that light that's out. Doesn't work. That light is not shining like it should. Secondly, can I say, shine your light. Let your light so shine. Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 14, turning over there, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Maybe you're struggling with a situation that you're going through. Maybe it's work. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's family. Whatever it is, maybe you just need to get back in there and change a bulb again. Get your light shining the way it should be again. Somebody's depending on your light. Somebody's looking at your light. If it's not as bright as it used to be, maybe it just needs changed. Shining our light. Is it not shining as bright as it used to? Maybe someone this Christmas season, you're the only one that will cross the paths with somebody else that doesn't have a light. They need your light. They need you to share with them the gospel. They need the light. They've never heard about Christ. They never heard about Jesus dying on a cross for them. They've never heard anything like that. They're just looking for someone to share with them. Hopefully it would be you this time, this year, as you shine your light. And then lastly is just this. Maybe you have no light. Just a couple of weeks, we'll be taking down the tree. Or maybe a couple months for others. Keep it up for a while. You know what's going to happen? We're going to take all the ornaments off. We're going to take everything down. We're going to put the tree in the box. We'll be separated from the tree, from the lights, for some time. Even worse than being separated from a tree, for some of you, is separated from God for eternity. Separated from all light. The separation is not just for a little time. It's for eternity. It's never ending. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, I'll turn over there. 2 Timothy, if you have a Bible, you can turn there. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse number 10. I'm about done. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 10, it says, "But it is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." He brought us the light. He brought us the light through His gospel, through His death, burial, and resurrection. Question is, are you going to be separated from that light? That's a choice. It's forever, though. It doesn't one day, maybe we can change and get better, and when the trumpet sounds and He comes back, we're separated for eternity. So the question is, maybe you're here tonight and you don't have Christ as your Lord and Savior. Someone came to me once and said, "Mike, there's a couple of things you need to know." February 26th of 2006, they gave these exact things to me. They said, "First of all, you're a sinner." "I'm a sinner?" "Yeah, you're a sinner. You've done wrong." "I have." "Well, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We're all sinners. Second thing, they told me that there's a penalty for that sin. That penalty is hell. Said, "For the wages of sin is death." It's death. We're all going to have a death someday. Where's our soul? Where's that going to spend eternity? Where's it going to be? Thirdly, though, the good news is that Christ came to die for my sins. He came to die for your sins. For each one of us. "But God commendeth His love toward us." Oh, I'm so thankful for that. While we were sinners, and we all are sinners, Christ died for us. He died for each one of us. And then lastly, we all have to do something to accept that gift. We have to do something. It's a gift. It's free. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Shall be. Not might be. Not if we do good works, go to church. No, no. We accept Christ in our heart. He said we'll be saved. That's the light. If you're missing that light, tonight can be the night. These young people have come tonight. Some are family and friends. You've come tonight. Maybe you're unsure. You don't know for a Bible reason that you're going to heaven. Well, I ask of you, would you consider asking Christ to be your Savior, to be your light, the source of your light? Just a second, we'll bow our heads and close our eyes. Just give a brief invitation. We'll have you come forward or anything like that, embarrass anybody. But just where you're at, you can ask Christ into your heart to be your Lord and Savior. Let's do that now. If you'll bow your heads and close your eyes, right there where you're at, you'd say, "Brother Mike, I know. I heard what you said tonight. I am not 100% sure that I'm on my way to heaven, but I sure would like to. I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve that place you talked about, hell. But I sure don't want to go there. And I do know that Christ died for my sins. And I want to accept them." Just right where you're at, if you'd pray this prayer, you'd say, "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell. But please, please forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and save me." Friend, if you did that, Christ has come in. He's come into your heart. Still with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Maybe you're here tonight and you just prayed that prayer. Would you mind raising your hand just so I can see? Did you do that? All right. Maybe you're here tonight. We didn't have a come forward invitation, but maybe you heard that second point about shining your light. You can be a witness this time of year. What a great time of year to tell somebody else about what Christ did for us. Maybe just right where you're at, you say, "Lord, help me. I know there's somebody that I need to talk to, a family, a friend. I need to talk to this Christmas season." Maybe it's a neighbor. I don't know what it is. But shining our light. Father, I thank You for what the young people did tonight. Thank You. I pray that the message was received and heard. I pray for maybe somebody that heard the gospel tonight. I pray as they walk away that, Lord, You begin to work in their hearts. Thank You so much for dying on the cross. Thank You for Your death, Your burial, and Your resurrection. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.